Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. We're going to be talking today about how they deliver lunch in India, Tom.
Right. I've always wanted to know that because they've got millions of people there in India, maybe even more than a billion. They keep saying that India's population is going to surpass China's population, but I don't know if that's true yet. But whether it is true or not, there are a lot of hungry people in India, especially in the city of Mumbai, which used to be called Bombay.
Uh-huh.
And yes, if you're there and you're working in an office there and you get hungry over the lunch hour, don't worry because they have something called Dabba Wala. It's very convenient.
I love that word, Dabba Wala.
Ooh.
It's kind of like our biendongs here. Let's get started. We're going to read through our lesson first and then we'll be back. You're in Mumbai and you're about to take a lunch break at work. Your office is far away from home, but you feel like home cooking for lunch. Well, don't worry, because the Dabba Walas have got you covered. The Dabba Walas are lunch delivery workers who pick up meals from people's homes and deliver them to about 200,000 people in Mumbai every day. They're a ubiquitous sight in the bustling city, carrying lunch tins on bicycles, or transporting them in wooden crates, which they balance on their heads. Had you visited Mumbai a century ago, you would have seen that the Dabba Wala system then was almost identical to today's. The service began in 1880 for workers who were not able to go home for lunch, and the name Dabba Wala simply means box carrier in Hindi. As they did then, Dabba Walas mostly deliver lunches to office workers, but now they are increasingly taking food to schools as well. Although they feed hundreds of thousands every day, rain or shine, there are only about 5,000 Dabba Walas. Even so, the Dabba Walas' punctuality is remarkable, and they almost never make a mistake. More amazingly, they accomplish all their deliveries just with bicycles and short train rides. To stay organized and on schedule, they use their own coding system of colors and numbers to mark the destinations of lunch boxes. This system is especially useful as many Dabba Walas are illiterate. This efficiency has led to the Dabba Walas receiving international recognition. They have been invited to speak at business schools about how they run their service. Like a well-oiled machine, the Dabba Walas work almost without fail to bring plates of curry and rice to people throughout Mumbai and remind them of home.
Okay, it's time to discuss the content of our lesson for today. Now, if you happen to be in Mumbai, India, and you're hungry at lunchtime, you're about to take a lunch break at work, well, you want to have a nice home-cooked meal, but you just live too far away from home. You just don't have enough time to get on your motorcycle or take a taxi or a bus back home and pick it up. What the heck do you do?
Well, instead of bringing your lunch with you to work, I guess you could get in touch with a Dabba Wala.
Ooh.
And they'll deliver your home-cooked meal to you right there where you work. Here we're using this phrase, they've got you covered. If someone has you covered, it just means they're going to take care of what you need. Tom could say, hey, Steph, I won't have time to eat lunch today. Could you pick me something up on your way into work? I could say, hey, Tom, don't worry, I've got you covered.
Cool.
I'll help you out. I'll take care of that. Notice here that you can't say, I'll get you covered. You can only use it to say, I've got you covered. You can't change the tense on that. I've got you covered. I'll make sure everything's taken care of. You don't need to worry.
They've got you covered. They'll take care of it for you. And what is a Dabba Wala? Where Dabba Walas are lunch delivery workers who bring home-cooked meals to about 200,000 people in Mumbai every day. So they are basically like Kwaidi, as they call them here in Taiwan, or messengers, as they call them in the U.S., except these people specialize in delivering lunches. So they're Dabawalas and they're lunch delivery workers, and they do bring those home-cooked meals to lots of people in Mumbai every day, and I imagine they probably have them in other cities in India as well.
They probably do. It sounds like this is someone you'd want to look forward to seeing come to visit you at your workplace, your office, because it would mean they have a hot lunch meal for you. Now, here we're using this word ubiquitous. Ubiquitous means something that you see everywhere. I could say cell phones or smartphones are ubiquitous in Taiwan. You see them everywhere. People are constantly looking at them. Well, these Dabawalas are ubiquitous. They're a sight that you see in the bustling city. If some place is described as bustling, it means there's a lot of busy activity going on, lots of people, lots of noise. And if you've ever either visited India or maybe seen TV programs that talk about touring India, you'll see that it's a very bustling sort of nation.
It's a bustling city here, and you see those Dabawalas everywhere. They're a ubiquitous sight. And, well, they're carrying lunch tins on bicycles or transporting them in wooden crates, which they balance on their heads. So I guess they're walking sometimes or they're riding bicycles. And they have what are called lunch tins. A tin is usually some kind of metal container, whether it's made out of tin or not. Tin is a kind of metal. It's an element, actually, tin. But tins, at least in British English, just refers to some kind of metal container. You can have a tin of chocolates, for example, although in America we don't usually say tin of something. We say like a box or a container of something.
No, a can.
Can?
Yeah, in England they would say a tin of tuna. We would say a can of tuna that you open up. Here they're actually lunch boxes that are made out of some sort of very thin metal. So they've got these lunch boxes that they carry around that are metal, made out of metal, and they're on bicycles. Or sometimes they're using wooden crates to transport these lunch tins to the people they're delivering to. A crate is a large wooden, usually it's a wooden box, but it can be a plastic box. You use them for moving things from one place to another. For example, if a zoo got a delivery of a new animal like a bear, the bear might arrive at the zoo in a crate. Or if you're packing or shipping things to send to another country, maybe you're moving to work in India for a year, you would use shipping crates or packing crates to put your things into.
You bet. So, yes, they put the lunch tins in these crates and then deliver them all over the city. How to say bian dang he in English, a lunch container, basically.
Uh-huh.
Or a lunch box. But anyway, lunch tins are being transported in these crates, and they balance them on their heads if they're walking, or they're on wooden crates in bicycles. Now, had you visited Mumbai a century ago, if you had visited Mumbai, that's what that means here, had you visited, or if you had visited there 100 years ago, you would have seen that the Dabawala system then was almost identical to today's. You'd be amazed. This doesn't look all that different from how it did 100 years ago. So that's the Dabawala system, which we'll get to in a second. It was almost identical to today's system. Identical means exactly the same, usually in appearance, but not always. It could be identical in terms of nature or how it's done.
Let's take a closer look at that first sentence. It's kind of an interesting piece of grammar in English. It's called the conditional clause. So we're using two parts. There are two main parts to this sentence. A conditional clause just refers to a situation which might have taken place but didn't because something was not fulfilled. The condition was not fulfilled. Well, what was not fulfilled here? Well, we didn't have a chance to visit Mumbai a century ago. So we're taking that conditional clause, we're flipping this, we're taking out the if, so it's an inverted conditional clause. It's kind of a special verb tense in English, you could say. The first clause will use would have plus past participle, and then your conditional clause, which we've put at the beginning here, had, is actually had plus the past participle. It's in the past perfect. If you had visited Mumbai or had you visited, here's the inversion because we're putting the subject after the auxiliary verb had. Had you visited Mumbai a century ago? We weren't alive then, so this is just something we're pretending that maybe could have taken place. You would have seen this system. It's kind of an interesting way to write in English, but we use it quite frequently, so you should get more familiar with it, the conditional clause.
Yes, if you had gone there, you would have seen that system in action. It's basically exactly the same, identical to today's system.
Mm.
And the service began in 1880 for workers who were not able to go home for lunch. So that's why the service began back in those days. They were not able to go home for lunch, but they were hungry and they needed their energy to continue working into the afternoon. So the Dabbawalas came to the rescue. They offered this service, which began again back in the 19th century, and it's still going strong today. And the name Dabbawala simply means box carrier in Hindi. As you know, in India, there are various regions and various cultures and languages. Hindi, I guess, is the one that's most common in Bombay.
Well, as they did then, Dabbawalas mostly deliver lunches to office workers. So you'll see them go to big office buildings and walk in and have those lunches ready for the people who work inside. But nowadays, they are increasingly, and more, they're taking food to schools as well. So maybe you're a student and you didn't take anything with you to eat for lunch. If you get in touch with a Dabbawala, maybe you can get them to deliver some home-cooked food to you while you're studying in school, which is great.
Don't order your lunch just yet from a Dabbawala. We got more to talk about, so let's take a break now and listen to our Chinese teacher. Stay tuned.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们看的是第十一个单元。这里呢要介绍有一些人非常的特别，他会帮你送饭送午餐，让你手上有热腾腾的便当可以吃。这不是在台湾，这是在孟买。我们看一下第一段里头，他说到了，哎，这些人叫达巴瓦拉，他们呢会帮你解决吃的问题。提到帮你解决问题的时候，他用了一个片语Got you covered. 我们先看到这个 get, G-E-T 这个字，它的意思呢，有时候就很像实义动词一样，表示让一个人或让谁，让一个东西怎么样。不过呢，在这里要留意的就是说 get, 它如果说后面加了受词，然后在接下来的这个字，它其实是受词补语，像这里 got you covered。这 covered 它其实就是受词补语，那补充说明这个受词 you， 所以其实基本上呢它有形容词修饰的功能，而它用的形式是一个过去分词。那为什么用过去分词呢？它作为补语，它修饰的是 you， 所以跟 you 的关系讲到让你被 covered， 意思就是帮你把问题解决，或者是说让你的问题被解决，所以需要用被动。这有时候我们说啊，另外一个例子就是 Oh, don't do it. It will get you killed. Get you killed. 你不要这样做哦，这样子你是会死的。You 后面写 killed， 这当然是指你会被杀，你会死掉的。不过要另外注意的是，假如你用 get， 然后呢你加一个受词，后面如果是主动的话，哎，那就要变成 to verb, get somebody to do something. 所以要记得这个 get 后面两个形态在受词补语的位置上，如果跟受词的关系是被动，你要用过去分词，像在这边的 covered。 可是如果你是主动语态，要记得它是用不定词 to verb 来做补语。继续看下面，说到了孟买这个城市人来人往，非常的繁忙。我们修饰一个城市的繁忙，我们常常说 Ah, the hustles and bustles in the city. 其实这个 bustle 它是动词也是名词，那这边用它的形容词把 bustle 叫 ing, bustling 就是表示繁忙，人来人往，这个 bustling 用在这里修饰 city。 再往下呢还有一个地方，就是在第二段，第二段呢要提到说 哎，假如你是在一个世纪之前来拜访孟买的话，你会看到当时的达巴瓦拉他们的运作模式和今天几乎是一样的。这句话非常的长，但是注意到了吗？第二段的开头它是写着 Had you visited? 这个 had you 其实它的句型很特别，因为它是一个倒装句。怎么说呢？假设语气，如果说我们用 if 来写句子，这句原来是 If you had visited Mumbai， 那这样来讲，这个假设语气是表示要是一个世纪之前你做这件事的话会怎么样。可是假设语气它可以写成倒装句，当你把 if 去掉，你会把后面的助动词 had 搬到了句首，所以这个地方其实它是原来过去完成式放在假设语气里面，然后形成了倒装句。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our lesson. Again, we're talking about the Daba Wallas in India there. And I guess you have something different, or at least something similar, I should say, here in Taiwan. Although there's not really a name for it, but I do know that various restaurants will deliver lots of bandongs or boxed lunches to companies who order them. I've seen those guys zipping around on scooters with a big container full of bandongs. They might be taking 20 or 30 of them to one company, although they're not home-cooked meals.
Some of it tastes pretty darn good, though, right? I also see noodles being delivered. It's kind of fun to have our messengers or delivery services that are available here in Taiwan. I like to use that myself. Now, although these Daba Wallas are busy in India, trying to feed hundreds of thousands every day, rain or shine here means it doesn't matter what the weather is, they're going to be there for you. You know, honestly, there are very few Daba Wallas when you look at the total population of India. India has a lot of people, but there are only about 5,000 Daba Wallas. So they do a lot of work. They're very quick workers, and we're going to learn that they're very punctual as well.
Only 5,000 Daba Wallas, I believe, in Mumbai here. And even so, the Daba Wallas' punctuality is remarkable, and they almost never make a mistake. So here we're talking about punctuality, which refers to being able to be on time. You're not early, you're not late, you get there when you're supposed to. Bosses, of course, like their employees to be punctual. That's the adjective. Punctuality is the noun. And yes, we do like punctual people. Punctuality is a virtue, but different countries, of course, have different ideas what is and what isn't punctual. But I guess you can depend on these guys. If you get off for lunch at, say, 12:15, you can expect your lunch to be waiting for you right at 12:15. They are extremely punctual.
It says here, their punctuality is remarkable. If something's remarkable, it's really unusual. It's quite surprising. You're probably going to notice it because it's so unusual. I could say, you know, competing in the Olympics is a remarkable achievement. It's something that's very unusual. Not many people get to compete in the Olympics, so it's something you would really notice. Well, punctuality is remarkable among the Daba Wallas. And guess what? They almost never make a mistake. So if they have a list of people to deliver to, they're not only on time, but they don't give lunch tins to the wrong people. So they know who is getting what for lunch. It's a tough job. They have to negotiate through the traffic there in Mumbai. It's dangerous driving in India. One of my best friends works there. And it's kind of crazy, as Tom says. Their traffic laws are not very strict, you could say. They don't really follow traffic rules. But these Daba Wallas are pretty amazing.
They sure are. So it's amazing, or more amazingly, they accomplish all the deliveries with just bicycles and short train rides. To accomplish something means you achieve or complete what you want to do successfully you do what you want to do. We all want to accomplish things in our lives, you know, travel, have a family, a good career, stuff like that. And here they carry out their deliveries. They complete them by using just bicycles, or if they don't have bicycles, they use the train system. And when you take a train, you ride the train. So here a train ride is the process of getting on a train and using it for transportation. Ride can be both a noun and a verb. Here it's a noun. How was your subway ride? How was your train ride? Was it smooth? You wouldn't say that for a plane. You'd say a flight. How was your flight? But here, how was your train ride or your bus ride?
Now, they need to be very organized and stay on schedule. If you're on schedule, it means you're on time. You're doing things when you're expected to do them, when they're planned to be done. So they have to stay organized. They probably have a list of people, and they know exactly what time they need to be to different office buildings or schools if they're delivering to schools. So, again, on schedule means you're on time. You're not late. You're not early. You know, if you're too early, that's not good either. So they have to be right on time or on schedule. They also use their own coding system of colors and numbers to mark the destinations of their lunch boxes. So they have their way of getting organized. If you have different colors, it might represent a different area of town, or a different color might represent what time of the lunch hour they're supposed to arrive. So they're very organized. Your destination just refers to the place where you're going or where something is being sent. And they always are very aware of their schedule and which lunch boxes belong to which customers.
So it's their coding system based on codes or symbols. They use colors and also numbers, so they pretty much know where these things go, and they don't really need to read any instructions or things like that. They don't even need to use a smartphone with a computer chip and stuff like that. They just use their heads and that code. And the system is especially useful as, or because, many Dabawalas are illiterate. Again, Dabawala is referring to the person who delivers these lunches. And if you're illiterate, you are unable to read or write, for that matter.
Uh-huh.
So sometimes, of course, people in poor countries are illiterate, whereas people here in Taiwan, there's probably nobody who's illiterate. Pretty much everybody knows how to read and write here.
You'll often see the newspapers refer to a country's ability to read and write, the citizens that live there, as the literacy rate. The literacy rate refers to how many people in that country are able to read and write. Well, unfortunately, in India, their literacy rate is very low. Not many people, not all of the people there can read and write, which is kind of sad. Well, a lot of the Dabawalas are illiterate. I-L-L means not able to do something. So they're not able to read or write. So these coding systems work very well for them. This efficiency has led to the Dabawalas receiving international recognition. If you're efficient, you use your time well, you have the ability to do something quickly without wasting time or energy or maybe even different materials. Now, recognition here means special attention or noticed by the public because you're able to do something well, maybe because of your actions or because of your accomplishments or achievements. Internationally, around the world, people know that the Dabawalas are very good at this.
Indeed, recognition is the noun form of the verb to recognize. People can see this, they've noted it, and they think it's great. So, yes, they've received this international acclaim, this recognition, and they have been invited to speak at business schools about how they run their service. It's valuable information because they are so efficient. They get things done. They don't waste time. They don't waste money. They are masters at what they do. So, hey, can you guys come to our business school and give a speech about how you run your business? And like a well-oiled machine, the Dabawalas work almost without fail to bring plates of curry and rice to people throughout Mumbai and to remind them of home. So it's like a well-oiled machine. We talk about this thing when something is Very efficient, we say a well-oiled machine. A machine, of course, is a device that serves some kind of purpose. It's mechanical, it has gears and engines and stuff. And, of course, if it's running well, it's well-oiled, which means it has oil in there. It's running perfectly.
Without fail is a phrase we use to simply stress that something always happens, no matter what. For example, without fail, Tom has his tea every lunch afternoon. After lunch, he has his tea, his cup of tea or his container of tea. It happens without fail. He always has it. Or I could say every morning without fail, I get up and go running.
Every day, huh?
It happens all the time. So these Dabawalas work almost without fail to bring plates of curry and rice to people throughout Mumbai and remind them of home. So they're pretty successful in delivering those lunch boxes that people get excited to get.
What a great service. I hope they have that kind of service here in Taipei someday. Well, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. It's time now to listen once again to our Chinese teacher.
好，我们继续来看，在孟买这个地方，每一天成千上万的人要吃东西，让他们能够有饭吃，要感谢谁？感谢这些达巴瓦拉人，这是他们的工作，他们的职业名称。那我们现在来看，这些人啊，他们是风雨无阻的。风雨无阻，在这里这一段里头有一个片语，就是 rain or shine。其实呢，这个片语我们常用。如果你就字义来说，它等于是在讲 whether it rains or shines， 不管这天气哎是下雨或者是出太阳，但是呢，我们往往就是简化之后，用一个很简单的这样子的三个字 rain or shine， 意思就是不论晴雨，风雨无阻。那我们再来下面呢，还有一个地方就是提到说，哎，他们这些人为了要保持很有条理，而且要保持准时，他们有了自己的编码系统。所以他这边为了要怎么样 ？To stay organized and on schedule。看到这边 to 其实就是 in order to， 放在句首的 to 就是表示目的。为了要 stay organized。有条有理。再来，在最后这一段，他说到像他们这样子的效率呢，让达巴瓦拉可以得到国际的肯定。好，这里有个片语 led to， led 是来自于原形动词 led， lead to 它原来呢就是表示导致什么结果，造成什么样的结果。那 lead to 它后面可以接名词，把 to 当接系词来用。那所以这里就是一个介系词的用法，因此你看到他在达巴瓦拉人后面的 receiving international recognition， 这整个其实就是一个片语，导致他们获得国际肯定这样的结果。 Thanks for joining us, everyone. We're out of time. Come back soon for English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.